Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. The valuable and precious times of Ramadan. And in these precious moments, Allah Ta'ala is giving us the opportunities and His blessings and His mercies. And according to our habit, Allah Ta'ala has given us the ongoing tawfiq and ability, opportunity to do His dhikr, faraid, nawafil, taraweeh, recitation of Quran. Everyone does these things. Alhamdulillah, this is the karam, the blessings of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala also is giving us the chance to do His dhikr at the same time. This is such a ni'mah, the dhikr of Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gives the opportunity of doing dhikr to those He prefers and likes. Allah Ta'ala doesn't give the tawfiq to everyone to do His dhikr. And we should do shukr of Allah, alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala has given us the time, the opportunity to do dhikr, that alhamdulillah is beloved to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The time after Asr is the end time in the day, the final moments of the day, and a person is broken down at that time, bodily wise, physically, due to hunger and thirst and tiredness. And alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq to someone at that time to do dhikr. And not just this, that you do individually dhikr, sit in the corner on your own, rather with the fadl of Allah in the form of a jamaat, in a congregation, in a majlis, Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq to do dhikr. And for the jama'ah gathering, for the congregation, the assembly, not in the corner of some place, but Allah Ta'ala has chosen and given us, assigned us His home to do the dhikr in. So these are rewards that Allah Ta'ala gives to insan, to human being. Allah Ta'ala, it's up to him who he gives to. Everything is in the control of Allah. It is up to Allah how he turns the hearts towards dhikr or away from dhikr. Sometimes people run away from dhikr, dislike dhikr. But when Allah Ta'ala instills love in the heart, they won't just come. They will come from distances far. They will sacrifice their time, their effort and their energy to come towards the dhikr of Allah. So this is the sign that Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran with regards to the people who Allah Ta'ala loves and who are close to Allah, the beloveds of Allah. That Allah Ta'ala says, they love my dhikr. So in this, This is not in our control. This is not our feat. This is not our achievement that we are here, that we do dhikr regularly. It's not in our control. Or it doesn't reflect on ourselves. It's not our efforts or our courage or desire. No. This is all the fadl of Allah that He gives to whom He wills. And this practice of dhikr, this is not wealth. This is the extreme wealth. This is the wealth that you cannot close in the chest, the treasure chest. Rather, it's Allah Ta'ala who distributes this in the way He wants. So this is a specific and special point here that we have to think about. That if there are people who are rich and they are to be successful, then even the riches, they go to waste. A person, he can be envious and jealous of the wealth of the world. Yes, but the people who are away from Allah, who are far from Allah, then they start to dislike the treasure that Allah Ta'ala has given. And this is a separate point. The person should run towards dhikr. So there are two things here. There's darkness and there's light. There's, you can say, negative and positive, enmity and love. These are two opposite things. So everyone should be regretting and pushing and thinking that, Allah, we are grateful to you. We are so grateful to you, Allah, that you didn't keep us on the negative path, the wrong path. You kept us on the right path, the positive path, and you gave us the action which is beloved to you. So this is not a small act of worship, dhikr of Allah. And when a person does dhikr, not everyone is doing dhikr, nor can everyone do dhikr. This is the fadl of Allah, the blessings of Allah. And this is such a supreme ibadat, worship act. And I don't say this, Allah says in the Quran, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Has Allah Ta'ala not said this? Great statement, important statement, lofty statement. So think for a few moments. Why is this ibadah big, high in rank? Dhikr, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. What's the speciality in dhikr? Because all forms of worship are good, important, valuable. You have to make effort. You have to try to practice them. But Allah Ta'ala says specifically this act of worship, dhikr. Allah Ta'ala has defined it as afdal, akbar, great, the best. And the reason for this is one. And this is a unique point. This is a unique point. Why is dhikr of Allah akbar, afdal, great? Maybe you won't understand what I'm saying. I never understood it. Maybe the penny only dropped recently. The reason that dhikr is the great action is that it satisfies the heart. It makes the heart content. What does this act of worship do? It makes the heart at peace, content and satisfied. And Allah says in the Quran, tatma'inna qulub. Isn't this what Allah says in the Quran? The dhikr of Allah. We don't even understand this point, that the dhikr of Allah gives peace and contentment to the heart. What does this mean? People come, they say, oh, my heart is upset, I'm distressed, I'm anxious. What should we do? I say, do dhikr of Allah. And dhikr will solve the problems. So, to do dhikr doesn't mean that, oh, if you're distressed, you've got problems, if you do dhikr, then you'll start to feel sleepy or dozy. No, no, no. This is not the solution. Or you do dhikr, you'll feel like you're in a slumber. Or you do dhikr of Allah, and the distress in the heart will eliminate it, go away. If you do dhikr, and you'll feel high and like buzzing. No, no, this is our standard, isn't it? This is incorrect. How sad that this is a small definition and praise that we've given to the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, tatma'inna qulubina bi dhikrillah. If you take a tranquilizer or a sleeping tablet, you will feel at ease and maybe at peace. The doctor gives sleeping tablets. Yeah, there's people here, there are doctors here. MashaAllah, he is a person who dispenses medicines morning to evening. People come, he says, take this medicine, take this tablet. So, what is the difference then between the tablet, the sleeping tablet, and dhikr of Allah? If dhikr of Allah is going to make you feel sleepy and relaxed. So, dhikr makes the heart content. Tatma'inna qulub. So, what is tatma'inna qulub? The heart that is astray, that is wild, that is astray, that is off track. Do you understand what is off track? The person who's off track or he's astray is the person who doesn't have an objective, he doesn't have a destination, he doesn't know what's the objective of his life. Where is he going? What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? What's the program of my life? There must be some accounting at the end of life. And the person who's astray, he doesn't know what's his objective, his destination. Where am I going? Left, right, forward, backwards, doesn't know anything. So that the heart that is astray, that's off track, it doesn't know about its objective. What is it here for? What's its function? The ahkams of Allah, it hears them, accepts them, but doesn't have yaqeen, certainty in them. Doesn't have yaqeen. So we need to note this point, that to accept one thing is one point, and to have yaqeen is another point. Allah Ta'ala has given us the total example through Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Through the Nabi, Allah Ta'ala has given a total example. So to believe is one thing, but do we have yaqeen? Do you have yaqeen? We listen to Allah's ahkams, but we don't have yaqeen on the ahkamats. We pray salah, we do ibadah, we worship, but we don't have yaqeen on those ibadat. We just keep on doing, we keep on doing. Like example, we're just passing Ramadan, Ramadan's come, and we say, oh, what is Ramadan? We don't understand the point of it, the reality of it. So we believe in it, we know about it, but we don't have the yaqeen in it. We're doing dua, but we don't know if the dua is going to be accepted. We're asking for dua, we're requesting dua, but we're saying, oh, in my heart, oh, this dua is not going to be accepted. This dua is not going to be accepted for me. So the heart is astray, and the heart that is astray, off track, and it keeps on listening to the orders of Allah, but it doesn't have yaqeen. It doesn't know what is right, what is wrong. Sometimes it accepts, sometimes it takes, sometimes it leaves, sometimes halal, sometimes not halal. Sometimes lawful, sometimes unlawful. Sometimes iman is very strong. Sometimes in Ramadan, for example, the first day of Ramadan, everyone's coming, it's busy, but Eid time, nobody's going to be here. No giving, no taking, no ibadat, no worship. So this heart, the heart that is astray, that is not on track, that temporarily does something, then it goes off track. There's no time frame, no methodology, no system. Doesn't know about before, what's happening in the future, what's my plan, my objective, my destination, what am I doing, what am I not doing. Sometimes this, next day this, the next day this. We just follow, go with the flow, and just go with the climate and whatever happens. No, this is not the methodology. But yaqeen, certainty, is one thing, and knowing is another thing. The heart that is astray, it accepts, it knows the laws, it knows the rules, but it doesn't come into the reality of that person's life. So, when the heart gets free from this bad state, when the heart gets free from this bad state and not having the peace and satisfaction and contentment, that is the heart that is at peace and it is content. That's the definition. So when a person comes onto the right path, his emotions are firm, steadfast, his character is steadfast, his feelings are steadfast, and he is passionate about the direction he's going in, that's when the heart is at peace and content. So one is without the peace, without satisfaction, without the contentment, and one is the heart which is at peace. And the difference between these two is like the difference between the heavens and earth. One is the heart that departs this world, tatma'innul qulub. Then he transfers into the hereafter. In this world he was living the life of Jannah, and in the hereafter he will attain Jannah. In this world he's always in Jannah. He doesn't see or feel any difference. MashaAllah, Allah Ta'ala says that he has the real life. He is revitalized, alive, revived. And the person who is not mutma'in, his the heart is not at peace or content, then this life for that person is just running after the dunya, and no peace and no satisfaction and no awareness of the hereafter. So the person who doesn't have this understanding, for him the world is different and the hereafter is different. Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَتْمَعِنُ الْقُلُوبِ. And we, if we understand that تَتْمَعِنُ الْقُلُوبِ, we think it's some cure, it's a medicine. It's not a medicine. This is a condition, a feeling, emotion that overwhelms a person's heart. And the heart, when it changes, it realizes the objective of this life and the hereafter. What am I going to attain? This is the heart which is mutama'in. So these two things, alhamdulillah, this change is due to the dhikr of Allah for a person. That's why Allah Ta'ala has called this the greatest ibadat, the greatest act of worship. The dhikr of Allah is the best form of worship. So if a person doesn't bring about this feeling, he does not become muqineen, he doesn't have yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala's words, solid. He doesn't have solid yaqeen and certainty on Allah Ta'ala's orders. And if the words of Allah, Allah's hukam, is not inscribed on his heart like it's inscribed on a stone, then his life is not going towards the right destination. When a person understands his objective, where he is going, why he is here, why she is here, what should be done in life, what should be done before death, then if a person is not doing this, then he's not attaining the benefit of this world or of his dhikr. But yes, alhamdulillah, we are here for dhikr. We are here to remember Allah. But what is the objective of doing dhikr? Is to make the heart understand the reality. That's why we're here. That's why we're here to do this action. That's why we do dhikr of Allah. That's why we do this action daily, regularly, so we can bring this condition and emotion into our hearts, so our hearts understand the reality. So alhamdulillah, keep the efforts alive with the fadl of Allah. This is the initiation, and inshallah the end will be good as well. But keep the objective with you in parallel whenever you do dhikr. That keep on looking, keep on analyzing. Why am I here? Why am I remembering Allah? What is the effect of this result? Tasbihat, we do this, we recite the verses, etc. But what should they cover? The main point that dhikr of Allah covers, for example, we look at thawab and reward. There's no doubt. Allah is Rabbul Kareem. His rahmah is there and He will give thawab for the ibadat. Yes, most definitely Allah will give this. But definitely recognize and put your objective in front of you. That I'm doing dhikr. Have I become the true dhikr? And I do dhikr for this reason. Allah Ta'ala has given us the passion and desire and interest in dhikr for this reason. Because I need to bring the objective of life into my life. Okay? Don't waste time. Don't waste time talking. Don't waste time in disputes. My Shaykh said, don't enter into disputes or quarrels or problems or issues. No. Just continue on that path towards the light, immersed in Allah Ta'ala's remembrance. And everything, remember, is due to the hukum of Allah, Allah's order and Allah Ta'ala's fadl. So don't enter into disputes, quarrels, issues. Recognize your destination and walk towards the destination. Allah Ta'ala says that assign your heart to me. Make your heart like the wali of Allah. Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, I remember an event, small event. And both going together, both were cousin brothers, weren't they? Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. Both were walking, both Nabi's prophets of their time. Imagine. And they were passing through like the shopping area, and there was a woman, it's stated in this riwayah, narration, and she bumped into Yahya alayhi salam, the woman, quite hard, firm. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam looked towards the woman, and she was there, and she said that this woman, Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam said, when this woman bumped into me, I didn't know, did a tree hit me or a boulder hit me or some wall hit me? And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said that I don't know when this occurred. And both of them were Nabis. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, is it? That's surprising that this woman bumped into you. Where were you at that time? Where was your heart? And Hazrat Isa alayhi salam asked Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, and Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam said, my brother, these are the words in the narration, that my brother from my aunt, that my habit is this, that if 1 second my heart is assigned to something else apart from Allah, then I think that I have not recognized Allah. So he said, this is the basis of my heart, and this is what my heart does. So Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, if he had this basis and for his ummah, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam had this message for the ummah, then what is the message of Sayyid al-Mursaleen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah? What is his maqam, his status, and what is the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's their maqam and status? So is this not a lesson? This is the initiation for us. Insan, if we say La ilaha illallah, this is our start point. La, then we should say La 100%. When we say La, then there should be total La, because there's a famous poem, a couplet about this La ilaha, and La just itself, no, there is no God or creator except Allah, and Allah is the one, and the awliya Allah, they have recognized the reality of life and the objective and where they are going. And imagine their hearts, the walis of Allah, how content they were, mutma'in. And they weren't those people who had to take sleeping tablets for peace or to relax, they had to take tranquilizers or steroids, no, or from dhikr I'll feel a bit sleepy and I'll feel at ease and etc. No, what happens due to dhikr of Allah? Allah Ta'ala is attained. And a person realizes what he's here for. The love of dunya comes out of the heart. The taste of dunya comes out of the heart. The enjoyment of dunya comes out of the heart. He's in the dunya. Just like Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam said, my body's in the dunya. I was in the dunya. But when I bumped into that woman, I didn't realize that I'd bumped into her. And he's given the answer to the other Nabi, that you speak about the heart, that Allah Ta'ala has made my heart like this. That not 1 second is my heart away from the remembrance of Allah. Because I believe that if this is the case, then I have not recognized Allah. If my heart is away from Allah even for a second. And we are living in this dunya. The dunya is in front of us. People. And everything that's happening, A to Z, all day long. And our initiation, we need to think about this in depth. We haven't even said La. We haven't even got to Illallah. We haven't even said La in the beginning yet. The dunya hasn't come out of our hearts. The wife, the children hasn't come out of our hearts. The wealth, riches, the desires haven't come out of the heart. We are always looking and focusing and running after dunya. We have khawf, not of Allah. We don't have love of Allah. This is the initiation of deen, the start point of deen, the first step of deen. La ilaha. Then comes illallah. If there's nothing, la ilaha, then obviously illallah. We know that there is something apart from everything. And who is that? Illallah. There is nothing except Allah. Apart from Allah, there's nothing. Isn't it? Wherever we see and look is Allah. Allah. And this is the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, inshallah, dhikr of Allah is a great deed, in most definitely afzal, very afzal and great. But what should we do? Only that person gets dhikr who Allah gives to him. Allah ta'ala can take it and give it. Allah ta'ala can make us seated or not seated. So do one dua. It is Ramadan. In Ramadan the duas are accepted. Look, before Ramadan we did that dua, didn't we? Allah Ta'ala gave us Ramadan. Allah gave us Ramadan, isn't it? With the fadl of Allah. We did dua, Allah allow us to reach safely into Ramadan and Ramadan to come to us. So now we're in Ramadan. We're so fortunate. Allah has given us the best worship deed. He's given us Quran. He's given us nafal salah. He's given us recitation of Quran. But the best ibadah is what? Dhikr of Allah. The greatest deed. The greatest worship act. Dhikr of Allah. And there are hundreds, thousands, millions who just read Salah, who read Quran, nawafil deeds, but they don't come to dhikr, they don't do dhikr. So their Ramadan is passing empty without dhikr. Allahu Akbar. Can we imagine that we are alive without La? We don't have the La. Our ruh is not without the La. And what is the ruh of deen? It is the dhikr of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in Ramadan there should be abundance of dhikr. In these times, moments, Allah Ta'ala has given us His favor, His mercies, His barakat, nafs is down, suppressed. Allah Ta'ala has given us ibadah. Allah Ta'ala has put our nafs together, shaitan's imprisoned. Just one thing to recognize. Allah Ta'ala says, recognize me. Recognize me. And when we recognize our Rabb, what does a human being then do? He starts to do dhikr of Allah, Allah, Allah. He starts to recite. And is this something to advertise? Is this something to advertise? From every hair and atom and particle of his body, he is doing dhikr of Allah. The awliya Allah, we've given them titles, the walis of Allah. The wali, why is a wali of Allah? Not because he gives ta'weez to people, he does du'as and they're accepted, or there are miracles, or he did du'a for a brother and his shop started to run nicely. This is not the wali of Allah. These are amils who do this. There are papers, new advertisements, give me £300, I'll do du'a for you. If you there's no love between husband and wife, come to me, I'll do du'a for you. And there's magic and jinnat, etc. All of this happens, isn't it? But Allah Ta'ala's wali, the wali of Allah. Who is the Allah Wala, the man who has assigned himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the connection with Allah. When there's a connection with Allah, that thing or person becomes adheem. Yes, but when, for example, there's Baytullah, there are many homes, but when it's Baytullah, it becomes adheem. There is Kitab, but when it's Kitab Allah, it becomes adheem. There were many Rasuls, but when it became to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the greatest. So when Allah Ta'ala's name is attached to something, then that thing becomes great, or the greatest. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi said, remember Allah so much that always you should feel that you see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you. You know, Sultan-e Adhkar, the dhikr of Allah on a certain maqam, a level. And this is the 8th lesson, Sultan-e Adhkar in Naqshbandi Silsila, that every part of the ruh becomes the dhak and it starts to do the dhikr of Allah. So what does this mean? That the ruh, the spirit, starts to remember Allah, becomes a dhakir. Understand this. Understand this. Ruh becomes a dhakir. We say this, don't we? What is the meaning of this? That ruh starts to do dhikr, that everything to the smallest particle starts to recognize its Rabb, that this is my Lord. And that person or he or she who remembers and recognizes the Rabb, the Creator, will he be a munafiq? Will he fear the dunya? Will he fear hunger or thirst? What will happen tomorrow? What will happen tomorrow? That the person cannot recognize his Lord. When a person recognizes his Lord, he says, this is my Rabb. He is promised the rizq, wealth, that I give wealth to the animals, I give wealth to the birds. So will I keep you hungry? If the person recognizes Allah, then by default he does not do haram. He will not implement haram actions. He or she will never earn in an unlawful way. He will not enter, put his hands into something that is unlawful. So this is also there, that in the history we see the wali of Allah, he has recognized Allah, he is arif billah. They've recognized Allah. Ma'rifah has been attained. Every Nabi, Prophet came with this message. La, there is nothing, no God except Allah. Recognize your Lord. And this is the message that comes from Allah. For everything, Kalam Allah, from the first page, Alif, La, Mim, Dhalika, Al-Kitab, La, Rayba, Fih. The finish the doubt, finish the questioning and the challenging. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you the big kalam, the Qur'an, from the beginning to the end, the last page. Allah says, every page and every word will bring you towards my signs and my recognition. Isn't this the wazifa that the Qur'an is given to us? Or shall I tell you this myself? This Qur'an hasn't come for hifth. Will it be asked for you in the qabr? Are you hafidh? This question won't be asked. No. The question won't come about hifth in the grave. Rather, there will be the question, Man Rabbuka? Man Rabbukum? Have you recognized your Lord? Who was your Lord? And those who read the Quran, but those people who read the Quran and recognized Allah, they will be different. They will be different people. And the people who recognize will be different people. So two unique groups. Yeah? One are those who read the Quran. But those people who read the Quran, recited the Quran and reached to the objective of life. That person who after reading Quran recognizes Allah. Man Rabbukum? Who is your Lord? Yeah? Allah Ta'ala will be asking us through that time in the grave. And we will say, Allah, every part of our body remembered you and knows that you are the Lord. So we don't come here for speeches, you know, lectures. That is not how a person understands the deen. There are two things. One is the company of the walis of Allah, the awliya Allah, like our Salafus Salihin did, Abu Aqabirin, they kept the company of the walis of Allah, and they did dhikr of Allah in abundance. And they understood the maqsad, that we're doing dhikr of Allah to understand the reality of life, to attain Allah Ta'ala's nearness and marifat, and to develop our yaqeen and certainty. So alhamdulillah, this is a very good thing. Ramadan, we have the tawfiq to do dhikr. Very valuable moments, precious moments now. Now we will do dhikr. We will keep on making effort and do dhikr of Allah regularly, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala says, when you start to walk on my path, this is the hadith. Allah Ta'ala is very merciful, very gracious. And He gives all His fadl and blessings. A person makes niyyah, Allah sends the help. A person practices, Allah Ta'ala sends him further into the positive side. Elevates his station, rank even more. That's why we say, make niyyah, make niyyah, make niyyah. We think by doing niyyah, there's nothing. No, niyyah has various levels. A person who does niyyah, makes niyyah, then he comes towards Allah's fadl, Allah Ta'ala's blessings, Allah's mercy. If I say to someone, come on, do make intention for salah. Oh, no, 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 what's the point of me making intention? Don't we understand that who we're making intention with? Allah Ta'ala, the Khaliq. Allah Ta'ala says that I love this action so much that my servant at least has paid a little bit of attention to me, that he's made niyyah. Because what does niyyah mean? To pay attention to Allah. That at least this servant of mine, this human being, he looked towards me, my Rabb, and with his broken down sins and body and his mouth that commit sins, especially when we go on Jamaat, people say, make niyyah, make niyyah. This is not a small thing. This is not a small request. From the walis of Allah, the guidance, the walis of Allah gave us this solution. Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Rahmatullah, Hazrat Mulana Ilyas Rahmatullah, they were walis of Allah, friends of Allah. And they gave the framework, the methodology of how to call the people to the deen. They weren't minor people, mashallah, whose maskan is Madinatul Manawra Baqi. And Hazrat Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, subhanAllah, about his death, a great wali of Allah spoke about his final moments. He told me this, and nothing comes out of the mind. I can't forget. He told me the final moments. SubhanAllah, Hazrat Jami Sahib, mashallah, great sheikh in the Naqshbandi Silsila. I was sitting there once in Riyadul Jannah. I used to meet him regularly, and he said, let me tell you today about Hazrat Shaykh Hul Hadith Rahmatullah, his final moments. Until his janazah, he told me the words and he shared with me the point. Subhanallah. A person cannot think, it cannot be even in his mind that this happened, that the walis of Allah, what were their lives? Hazrat Shaykh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah. Subhanallah. So these words that have come from them, niyyah, niyyah, make niyyah, make intention, make intention. Making intention is not just some action for a second or two. No, did I explain to you what is making niyyah? Tawajjah, to make the connection with Allah. That in a second, a person within a second, if he's made a connection with Allah with a broken heart, then subhanallah, he has reached his station. Allah Ta'ala says, who's called to me? Who's asked for me? Angels, get back. This man, he has called for me. He has paid attention to me, Allah Ta'ala says. One. A person who doesn't believe, who didn't believe for decades, who was worshipping the idols, bowing in front of the idols, and if for a second he pays attention to his Rabb, Allah Ta'ala takes him away from the idols, from his idols. And this was told to Fir'aun, isn't it? While he was drowning, Allah Ta'ala said, oh, my servant, you are saying now, why didn't you recognize my rahmah? If once you paid attention to me, once, if you paid attention to me, you wouldn't have drowned today, but rather your situation would have been even much, much better than this. So in Ramadan, at least we should make niyyah for doing the good deeds, isn't it? Make niyyah. So these du'as that we recite, we should be totally empty of the worries. Allah, take lying away from me, I make niyyah. Allah, I promise I will stop backbiting for today. Allah, make me a person who leaves backbiting. Allah, from today I want to pray. Allah, make niyyah. So let me pray. Allah, I want to pray 5 times a day, I make niyyah. Allah, make me pray 5 times a day. Allah, make niyyah, I want to read Quran. Allah, let me read Quran. Allah, make niyyah, I want to become hafiz of Quran. So even if you're 80 years old, don't delay this dua. Maybe Allah Ta'ala will send His rahmah and will say to these angels, who's this? Allah Ta'ala says, who is the hafiz? They'll say, Allah, this is just a normal man asking this dua. Allah says, don't you know that he paid attention in Ramadan, asked me, did dua that Allah want to be hafiz? I gave him the acceptance of his dua right at that time. Put him in the list of those people. This is the rahmah of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, never be stingy when it comes to my treasure chest and the opportunities you can attain. Never be stingy, miserly in doing dua. And you do dua, Allah, make me hafiz of Quran. Allah, people say, you mad, you're old, you're 80 years old, are you going to become a hafiz of Quran? But don't say that. Are you challenging Allah's rahmah? Allah says, do dua to me, you try. If you couldn't become that, Allah says, we know that the maqam of the hafiz is very high. His qabr will be enlightened, his status will be high. His rank and status on the Day of Judgment and the Day of Judgment after that will continue to increase differently, uniquely. So at least what I can do the dua, isn't it? Allah, make me the Hafiz of Quran. Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is such that inshallah His name will be included in the list of the Hafiz of Quran. Who can reject this? Why? Because Allah Ta'ala said that He made niyyah, He made intentions that today the time is such, brothers' arguments, quarrels, disputes, shaitan has been trapped, imprisoned, but still human beings are there in the form of shaitan. Aren't they? And the reason for this is that I was thinking, what is the reason shaitan's in prison? But why are there people in the form of shaitan in the world? And then a point came to my mind that, you know, you have the magnet. And if you keep on rubbing the magnet on the metal, then that metal itself starts to create the opposite poles. And a magnet it becomes. So all year long, shaitan, he rubs himself and he keeps on attaching himself to the people. So yes, he's imprisoned in the month of Ramadan, but he then comes in the form of man to another person to take him astray. Why? Because the people are so used to being with him and being affected by him and influenced by him. So his effects have rubbed off onto mankind. And then we see the effects of shaitan when we see people, they don't know what is Ramadan, Taraweeh, Dhikrullah, Quran. And they keep on practicing opposite to the deen because they've become like the magnet that rubbed on shaitan. Do you understand what I'm saying? You've understood? Okay. So from hadith, we can't reject that, oh, shaitan's in prison, so why are people still sinning and doing bad actions? No. Understand straight away that, mashallah, the color of shaitan has come into this person. Hizbullah, we have one is Hizbullah, and the other is Hizbush Shaitan. And the people who are attached to shaitan, they have become influenced by him during the year, and they do the bad actions even during Ramadan. So, to summarize, make niyyah, intention. Today, very good beneficial points have come to my mind. So after today, what dua do we ask for? Speak loudly. What dua? That Allah make me hafiz of Quran. The person who is hafiz, mashallah, what should we say? Allah make us the hafiz of Quran. Do this dua. Do this dua. Total with the niyyah. Don't you want paradise? Ask for firdaus. Allah give me jannatul firdaus. What else? Allah, I don't just want jannatul firdaus. There are maqams. Allah give me qurbi rasool. Give me the nearness to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And don't just ask for this. Allah give me jannatul baqi. Subhanallah, why are we afraid? If Allah Ta'ala's treasure chest and doors are open for His rahmah mercy, then Allah says, why don't you ask me? Why don't you request from me? But how sad. We have put conditions. Very few people will have done these duas, isn't it? Am I right? We are scared. Oh, these duas are too big. Why should I ask for these duas? No. Allah give me maut in Baqi. Allah give me maut in Madinatul Manawwara, which is what Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked for. Give me Baqi as the graveyard where I'm buried. And what do we do in Ramadan? Allah, oh Allah, my kids are not married. Get them married nicely, Allah. This is the highest level of dua we do. We don't. Is this the time to ask for these dua? Allah, my shop's not running nicely. My turnover is not high enough, Allah. I'm depressed, Allah. Give me happiness in the dunya, Allah. We ask Allah for everything, but we didn't ask for Allah Himself. Huh? We ask for everything from Allah, but we don't ask for Allah Himself. Wife has come, children have come, dunya has come. Allah, my wife, she's disobedient. Allah, we're asking for Allah Ta'ala for the obedience of the wife, but we don't ask for our own obedience. We're so distressed. We are shaking and we're scared and about the dunya. We worry about the dunya. Don't ask for the small things, ask for the big things, those amal that we are weak in. Say, Allah, give me haya. The women should ask for haya. For shame, what is the jewelry for the woman? The ornament for the woman is haya. No fast, no salah, no one dua that the woman should ask for in abundance, which is very hard nowadays. That the most unique thing in the world today for the woman is haya. Haya has flown away. It's not finished. It's flown away. Disappeared from the face of the earth. So if the woman today asks for haya, then inshallah if she asks, she will get. Allah Ta'ala give haya to the woman. Because the darja of haya is the greatest for the woman. It's essential for the woman to have haya. Allah Ta'ala is an imprisoned woman. She is a high maqam, high maqam. She is free. What the man does, the woman can do more. She's got total freedom. Every form of freedom. But she has to have haya, not without haya. Don't you understand the point I'm making? She has freedom. Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has given to the man and to the woman. Allah Ta'ala says, mu'minina, mu'minat, qanitina, qaniqat, muslimina, muslimat. Allah Ta'ala has given the titles for all of these characters. Where does it say that in Islam, Islam suppresses the woman under the foot? No, Allah Ta'ala has given all the rank and the status and reward for a man is the same for the woman. But Allah Ta'ala says that you have to do this in the state of being haya. with the modesty and shame. If this comes into the woman, then she goes higher than the rank and status of the man. It's easy for her then to practice. She doesn't have to physically struggle. She's got all of the isa, the dua the woman should do in Ramadan. Allah, give me haya. Allah, there are chains attached to me, environment, people, the world around me. They stop me from having haya or being a woman of haya. It doesn't allow me the dunya to come into the form of haya. It doesn't let me come into the world with haya. The chains, Allah, have shackled my feet, my arms, my people at my home, my family, my friends. They have shackled me. Allah, Allah, make it easy for me. Give haya to me and allow me to die in this form so I have haya in my life. Let me pass away. Is there a death for a person who doesn't have haya? Can there be salah for a person who doesn't have haya? Can there be Quran for someone who doesn't have haya? Can there be Ramadan for a person who doesn't have haya? There's nothing. There's no ibadah for the woman who doesn't have haya. But if there's haya, then everything is accepted. So inshallah, inshallah. If we have the majlis again, I will speak again. Whatever came to my mind, I kept on distributing and sharing with you. Whatever the current was coming into my body, I was sharing and distributing to you. Maybe inshallah from the words I've said today, something will be beneficial for you. And we will practice on something. So may Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. Ameen.